you cooking, girl, gumbo?
No, baby, that's not gumbo. That's my hot comb.
It's your hot comb? Well, Gina, what you using for grease? Hot sauce?
No, Martin, I just want to make sure my hair looks good, because, you know, today is a special day, Martin.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It is a special day. Oh, you just reminded me, Gina. The Pistons are playing the Celtics. Right. Isaiah and Larry Bird coming back, and they're going to squash all that little, you know, stuff they had
Martin!
Back in the day. I'm just...
You don't even remember.
I remember. I'm just messing with you. Happy one-year anniversary, baby.
Happy one-year anniversary to you, too. You remember.
That's right, I remember. So what's up? You want me to help you out?
No, that's okay.
No. Why are you acting so paranoid?
Nah, baby, it's not that. I'm not paranoid. It's just that I don't want you to set my hair on fire. Remember the last time?
Oh, baby, yeah, but baby, that piece wasn't even yours. Okay, boy. Yeah, it could have been. Yeah. I mean, you know, it looked like it blended in with everything, but I guess the texture wasn't right and the flame poof, caught, you know. But look, we wouldn't want your head to catch fire this time, baby, because if it did, it'd be blazing in here like backdraft.
What's up?
Down. That was delicious, girl.
Thank
you got
you.
Busy on that dinner.
Thank you. You want some more?
No, baby. I'm cool. Girl, you made enough food to feed a tribe called Quest up in this
month. I just wanted to make sure that our first anniversary was a night to remember.
Well, did you remember to get them red pumps so you can put on and I could just watch you strut your strut?
Oh, yeah, daddy. Waiting on you so I can
strut it. You're gonna do it like
that.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. But first,
what?
First, I'd like to propose a toast.
Okay.
To my lovely wife, my queen, thanks for making this the best year of my life.
Oh, Martin, that was nice.
Baby.
What?
Look, baby, act like we don't hear them and they go away. We can get our anniversary.
Oh, no, we won't. We just gonna come right on in.
Happy anniversary,
darling! Thank you.
See, we wanted to disturb you now so we wouldn't disturb you later, bro. Right.
We just wanted to wish y'all a happy anniversary.
Oh, wow, this is nice. Tommy come by bearing gifts. Cole come by bearing gifts.
Yeah.
Pam, you just a bear that came by, huh? Are you shedding? Is it hibernation time? What's going on?
Are you shrinking? Is it shorty time? Yeah. I'm not scared of y'all.
Take this. That's enough. Pam, take this.
I'm going to argue with her.
Martin, look, since the champagne is open, I'd like to propose a toast.
Well, you just make it quick, Luther Vandone.
To Martin and Gina. May this be the first of many happy anniversaries to come.
Yeah, and may you stay married a long time, too.
Look, I gotta tell y'all, thank you for that toast. Me and my lovely wife were deeply moved.
Oh, sweet.
Now, would you deeply move your asses up out of our apartment so that we can finish our anniversary?
Please, we know y'all have things to do, right, Cole?
That's right. Like what? What they do?
Get away from me.
All right.
Oh, Martin, look, before I go.
Yeah, what's up?
You think I can get that suitcase back I let you guys borrow last year for your honeymoon?
You mean the suitcase? Oh, Tommy, you gave me that suitcase. Especially when I don't remember you giving us no wedding gift.
Well, first of all, Martin, I did give you a wedding gift. Those glasses that we were drinking from. But did I get a thank you card? No, I didn't. But that's a different story.
Martin, I could have swore you told me Tommy gave us that suitcase.
Baby, He did.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Tommy, you just don't remember.
No,
okay,
brother.
Think,
no,
man.
No, I'm thinking and I remember, okay? I think I remember seeing you can borrow it.
No, no, no. You said I could have it.
No, no, I said you can borrow it.
Tommy, you said I could have it.
So how you gonna tell me what I said? I said
I know,
no borrow.
Like, I got some suitcases.
Hey, guys, hello. This is my anniversary here. Let's not ruin the night, because it's not that serious. Tommy, I will get you your bag.
Well, thank you. Good matter, too.
Baby, you right. You right.
Know?
I know. Baby, look, don't get yourself upset. You know? I damn sure ain't gonna be arguing on my anniversary over no damn suitcase.
Look, brother, the only reason I brought it up, because I need it for a business trip. That's it.
Oh, man, please. You ain't got no business, Tommy.
Look, that's not the point, okay, brother? The point is I give you the
okay,
bag.
Okay, here's your doggone bag, Tommy. Here. There you go.
That ain't my bag.
Wait a minute, y'all. Tommy loaned y'all a Gucci. Y'all done turned it into a hoochie.
I wasn't even talking to you, Poochie. Okay. Now, Tommy, this suitcase was tore up when you gave it to me.
Hold on, Mark. That is bull, man. That suitcase was brand new.
Okay, Tommy, hey, Tommy, look. If it's that big of a deal, we will get you another one, okay?
Oh, no. Oh, hell no, no. Damn that, Gina. He better be happy with the one he got.
Wait, wait, Martin. It is not the suitcase, man.
Then what is it, Tommy? You come up in here on my anniversary talking about a damn suitcase. What is it?
I'll tell you what it is, brother. It is a principle. That's what it is.
Okay, okay, okay. Hold up, hold up now. Hold up, hold on. Hold on, y'all. Because I remember exactly how it went down. The bag was brand new.
See, I told you that bag was new.
How you gonna listen to Cole? He don't know nothing, man.
But I do remember you said he could keep it, Tommy.
Get away from me.
Well, see what I'm saying? Cole know what he talking about. The boy's a genius.
Brother, your problem is you don't know how to respect people's stuff.
Ooh. Watch out. Okay. You know what your problem is? You don't know when it's time to get the hell up out of here.
Come on, Mark.
Okay,
come
step.
On. No, no, you know what you need to do. You need to grow up, man. Grow up.
Grow up. I'll show you about grown-ups about this.
I can't grow up, man.
Let's go.
Oh, I can't grow up. You know what? Both of y'all step. That's right, step. And take Scary Tubman with you. That's right, make sure you use the underground. Don't tell me I need to grow up. Please. You know, what's all this growing up about? Like people trying to rush you to grow up. Damn all that, I know who I am. Now get my cake, man.
Martin? Baby, now that dinner's over, you ready for dessert, honey?
Don't believe Tommy, Gina. How you gonna front on me over a suitcase?
Martin, baby, forget it. Look, our anniversary is almost over, Martin. I have a special gift I wanna give to you, boy.
Look, he gave me that suitcase, okay? Now, if I'm wrong, you just tell me and I drop the whole thing, Gina.
Look, I love you, but I really don't wanna get in it, okay?
Oh. So you gonna take Tommy's side?
No, I'm not taking anybody's side, Martin. I just want you to be the bigger man and apologize, that's all.
Apologize? Please. So you telling me you want me to apologize, go out like a punk, Gina? Apologize? That man confront me on our anniversary over some suitcase. You want me to apologize?
No, no, no. What I want my man to do is to do what's right. Tommy is your best friend, Martin.
I'm telling you, I'm for real, Gina. I don't know about all that. Friend or no friend. I don't know if I can let that slide, Gina.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Right.
Now that our romantic evening is ruined, I guess I'll just go put my red pumps away. All right,
whoa,
man.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Wait. Damn, wait. Wait a minute.
What's up?
Don't get so drastic. Don't get so drastic. Forget Tommy, okay? Mm-hmm. Forget Tommy.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go on in the back. And I want you to put them red pumps in the air and wave them like you just don't care.
Hey, what's up, man?
Yeah, what's happening, brother?
Yo, Sam, what's up, man?
Hey, what's up? What's happening? What's up? Hey, look, just get my workout on. Hey, man, let's get together, play some ball this weekend, man. You know, do some move. Yeah. Yeah, okay. Peace out. Do that. Hey.
So we gonna act like a couple kids, man, and not talk to each other?
Look, I spoke to you, man. I mean, if you clean the Tootsie Roll out your ear, maybe you can hear me. Orville Head and Baca? Damn. Okay, look here, Tommy. Look, I'm gonna be the bigger man about this. Last night, when I threw you out my crib, I wasn't thinking. I should have just let you be wrong and kept the peace.
No, man. I should have made a big deal about my suitcase, all right? Hey, I hope I didn't mess up your anniversary, man.
No doubt. You did that, you know? But hey, it was just a misunderstanding, you know what I mean? Boom, we all good?
Cool?
Oh, we cool.
All right, though.
You know, it's all good.
Yes. Well, all right, then. Well, all right. Cool. Y'all back together again. That's what I'm talking about.
Sorry.
I've been fighting and squabbing over something as stupid as a raggedy old suitcase. I'm saying, though. I mean, if y'all fight over something, the thing to fight over be that money that Martin owes you. Yeah, that's something to fight over. Money.
What money are you talking about, Carl? I don't owe Tommy no money.
Oh, Martin, he talked about that money. Remember that time you brought that money to get your car fixed? Then the next day you showed up, you know, in the new Jordans? That's what he's talking about.
First of all, Tommy, I ain't never borrowed no money from you. And those Jordans I brought with my own money. See, unlike you, Tommy, I do have a job.
You got a point on that one, Martin.
You think I don't?
Oh, wait a minute, Cole. Man, you should be on my side, okay? I got you a job working with me 6 months ago.
Right. And I've been meaning to ask you about that, brother. When do I start?
You know what, Martin? I ain't trying to be arguing with you, man, okay? Just forget about the money you owe me, okay? Forget about my suitcase you jacked up. Forget everything. Forget it.
You hollering louder than anybody in here, man. So obviously you got some hostility in your heart over this suitcase, Tommy. So what, you gonna throw it all up in my face? Huh, is that it? That's what you gonna do? What if I throw these up in your face, huh? What if I throw these up in your face?
That's what you wanna do, little man. You got to, you know.
Little man, if that's what I... Okay, okay, Tommy. Okay, Tommy. Okay, Tommy.
Hold on now. Excuse me. Y'all are supposed to be friends. Now hold it, all right? Fight!
I throw down like half the school. Come on, give me five. I got five on that.
No, Martin. No.
Come on.
No, Martin, I'm not gonna fight you, man, okay? I'm gonna be a bigger man than that, all right?
Well, then be a bigger man than me and step your ass up out this gym. Step, Tommy. You know what? Never mind. I leave. I'm out.
Fine.
Peace. Oh. Just to confirm things, as far as I'm concerned, we ain't friends no more. Cole. I holler at you.
Hey, Tommy. Hey.
Yo.
What's up?
What's up, Gene? Anybody home?
No, Cole. No one's here. We're all out.
Word.
Cole, come in here. Do you want to see Martin?
Nah, but Tommy's still upset with Martin, man. So he told me to come over here and get the rest of his stuff.
What are you talking about, Cole?
He gave me a list. Yeah.
See this. My back issues of right on. My 1975 electric football game.
It was a bomb back then.
My Afro blowout kit, Cole. What does Tommy need with an Afro blowout kit?
Oh, no, that's for me. He said if I can get it, I can keep it.
This is ridiculous. Tommy has just gone way too far with this.
Well, that's you.
Way
know,
too
that's
far.
That's on them. They
the ones that
just...
Who's gone way too far? With what?
Martin, Tommy sent Cole over here to get some stuff that you had borrowed. Here.
Rock'em sock'em robot. Oh, it's like that? Oh, well, Tommy won't go back, huh? Well, I can go way back. All right, all the way back then, okay? You tell Tommy I want my Applejack hat, okay? I'm sure you get my Applejack hat. I want my Bootzilla Star Child glasses back. Make sure you get that back to me. And I want all my Rockwell albums back, okay? Who's watching me? Okay?
You don't even need all that stuff.
Gina, I know I don't need them, but I don't want Tommy to have them. Now, you want to take something back to him, take that back to him.
All right. Bootzilla, Rockwell. Hey, how about that blowout kit?
No, but you can blow the hell out of my apartment.
Gina, yo, over here. Oh. Hey,
girl.
Excuse me, girl. What took y'all so long? Where's Tommy?
Oh, he's out parking the car. Where's Martin?
He's over getting some snacks.
Okay, cool.
Let's deal with this one right here.
All right.
Yo, Cole,
hey.
Come here. We
hey.
Gotta talk to you.
All right, what's up? Talk to me.
Check it out. Cole, look, Martin and Tommy don't know anything about us trying to get them back together again, mm-hmm. All right? So when you see them, act like you don't know Jack, all right?
Who the hell is Jack?
Come here. Look, now Tommy and Martin's relationship is at stake here, okay?
Okay.
So do this one thing for us. Use your brain and help us out. You got that?
I got it.
Hey, Tommy.
Hey, how you doing, girl?
With your big old self.
I know. It took me forever to find
y'all. Did you find
this book? I got it. Hey, Cole, what's up, man?
Martin ain't here.
What?
It's Roy!
Roy, me? I ain't tell a man Martin was coming.
He didn't say anything.
What did he say?
He didn't say anything.
Just shut up, Cole.
Martin? With Martin.
Martin over here, baby.
We down here.
Just oh, sit down.
Hey, right.
Hey.
I can't believe y'all need this.
Come on, baby.
Yeah, we right.
Tommy, look, you did this for your own
good,
right?
No, for my own. What is he doing here?
Now that I'm here, it don't matter. So why don't you roll?
No, brother, I ain't rolling because I was here first, all right?
Yo, Gina, look, it worked. They're speaking again.
Okay, Martin, baby, look, please, let's just sit down and just enjoy the movie, okay? Yeah. Can you come here?
No, I don't want nobody sitting next to me who can't return nobody's stuff.
Tommy,
and I ain't trying to sit next to nobody who be fronting on their friends.
I ain't fronting on you, man.
Hey, man. Look, don't nobody care where you sit. Just sit down and shut up.
That's right.
Okay, we'll sit down.
No, excuse me.
Man.
No, you shut up, okay? You don't know us like that. Baby, hand me my chili dogs and popcorn. Let's get up out of here.
No, Martin, come on now, baby. I want to see this movie. Yeah.
Well, then, Gina, we got to sit somewhere else.
Where are we going to sit, Martin? This is the opening of A Thin Line Between Love and Hate, and it's sold out. There are no more seats, and I really want to see this movie, Martin. So come on and sit down.
Come on now.
All right, well, I'm going to tell you like this.
All right,
if I'm going to sit there, I ain't going to say nothing to him as long as he don't say
he
nothing
ain't
to me.
Say well, nothing. We'll
you
talk time. About that later,
don't
okay?
Don't flatter yourself.
Okay?
I don't even see you. You ain't even here. Where are you? Is he somewhere around here? Somebody see him? Hey, come on. Excuse me, man. Now, can you please keep your arm off my armrest?
Hey, you know what? I don't see your name written on this armrest, okay? You want to move your ashy elbow?
Tommy, Martin, put your arm over me.
Well, baby, I heard this movie was the bomb. Check it out.
Baby.
I'm sorry, baby. She's got it.
Do you mind, brother?
Hey, don't worry about it, man. See, he can't help himself. Lack of home training.
Stop. Yeah, yo, he talking about your mom's, man.
Cole, I ain't say nothing about his mom. You better stop instigating.
Hey, okay? Man, no, check it. I came here to watch a movie, not hear soap opera.
Yes, be quiet.
Fine. Say, brother. What is your name?
aggravated man.
See what you done did, Tommy?
What?
You got aggravated, man, all upset, man.
Me?
Yeah,
no, no, no. You don't want to keep starting stuff, man. You've been
you
messing with that
man. You never want to admit your faults, man. I'm out.
I'm out.
I'm out,
man. I'm out. I'm out. I'm out. I'm out. Yo, you mind? What you doing? I'm out. Now, y'all done done it. I am truly aggravated. Thank you for the show.
Trying to get me and Tommy back together.
Martin, I just think it's a shame. Tommy was your best friend.
Psst, yeah, you just said it was my best friend. Is it? I bet you that's him trying to apologize. Well, you know, tell him to step, all right? Because I ain't having it, all right?
Martin,
don't knock on my door no more.
Martin, if it is Tommy, you need to at least listen to what he has to say.
I ain't got to listen to
hey, what's up, Gina? Yo, man, I got something to tell you. It's about Tommy.
That's what you got to tell me, huh? Since you coming over here like you the message boy. No, well, since you go back and tell Tommy this, okay? Tell Dome Ranger, okay? Marty Maud ain't having it, okay? Boom, tell him that.
I just got a phone call, Maud. Tommy's been in an accident.
What?
Yeah, they said his car flipped over 3 or 4 times. Tommy's in the hospital.
You joking, right?